National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm glad you're with us this hour. I want to remind you that within the next couple of days, you will find both the podcast at travelers411.com that you can subscribe to free. That's up for a year. You can download us and take us with you. And you will find the archived audio at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com in the show notes. I'm taking you off to talk with Dr. Ann Powers. She's the acting chief of the virology activity arboviral branch of the Center for Disease Control. That's a lot of words, but the concern is about eliminating the first outbreak of Zika virus originating in the U.S. It is currently contained to Dade and Broward counties on the southeast coast of Florida. And with everybody's due diligence, we can only hope they will wipe it out there and we'll be done with that story. But we're going to go off and talk with Dr. Ann Powers right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The 2016 Tanglewood season continues now through September 3rd. Offering an incomparable lineup of artists from the world of classical music, along with its annual popular artist series, One Day Universe, free family fun activities and adult education programs, on-site cafes and fine dining, discounted ticket programs, free tickets for patrons 17 years and younger, and free tours of the beautiful Tanglewood grounds. Tickets are on sale now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get your bad boy free. Or take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
I'm so pleased that in the busy, crazy, overextended, I am sure, schedule of the folks at the Arboviral Diseases branch of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, at which Dr. Ann Powers is very much involved in all that is afoot and afloat related to the Zika virus and now being identified in Florida as having originated there. This is the first origination of the illness in the U.S. being reported, as we've tried to keep you up to date in the last several weeks. And till now, the cases that have been identified in each of the 50 states came in from somewhere that people had traveled to. And so this is a really important issue, and I am so glad that it has risen to the level of media attention with the kinds of appropriate warnings, because there are those in the travel industry who have been, well, one in particular, who has been glib about telling people nothing to worry about. And that if you are pregnant or considering being pregnant, there's much that you should be concerned about, and there's nothing wrong with having an abundance of caution as it relates to not only your own illness, but the potential of what the Zika virus illness can do to an unborn child. So thank you, in the midst of all the craziness I'm sure you're dealing with, at the moment, Dr. Powers, for joining us this morning. But I love to affectionately call you Dr. Ann. So thank you very much. You have no idea how much I appreciate your taking the time from everything you're doing to educate our listeners who are travelers. So what do we need to know about what's going on in Florida?
Well, so as you're right, and thank you, Stephanie, for having me. It's really valuable for you to be able to get our information out there for us, so we appreciate that as well. You're correct. Florida has reported that they have some locally acquired cases that were likely transmitted by mosquito. They have been doing a lot of control efforts. Florida has a very strong control program, and they've been working hard to really contain the mosquitoes, to identify any additional possible cases, and really control it before it gets very widespread in Florida.
Well, I have seen the TV reports that it seemed to indicate that the region is in the Dade and Broward counties area, which would cover or be contained within the area of Miami, potentially Miami Beach. But for the moment, it seems to be more north of Miami Beach. It looks like Miami region and the Fort Lauderdale area. And from what they've been trying to do in the last couple of weeks, because I get covered with emails that are sent out by the mayor's office in various locations in Florida, and they seem to be trying to warn people about being conscientious about eliminating any puddles of stagnant water. For instance, if you have an uncovered garbage can or a garbage can where the lid is upside down, so it creates a cavity that fills with water, or other spots where you've got accumulated water because mosquitoes tend to breed in those spots. And then the other thing they've been doing is spraying on the ground, and they talked about, I don't know if they've already done it, spraying from the air. I'm just wondering how healthy that is to inhale if you happen to live there. So those of you who are listening to us in Florida that are in those regions, I'd pack up my old kit bag, the cat, the dog, the kids, and, you know, go drive to a relative somewhere or, you know, go camping. Just go someplace and be out of the area when the spraying is actually going on, because that doesn't sound too healthy to inhale either. But from the point of view of actually controlling what's going on, do you have any insights or information you can share with us, or any good tips on how to make sure that you're not affected by this?
Yeah, you're right, Stephanie. There are definitely things people can help do. As you pointed out, you know, making sure there's no places in your own yard or home where mosquitoes can breed is important. I've actually seen these mosquitoes lay their eggs and have their eggs hatch in something as small as a bottle cap from a soda bottle.
Oh,
when
wow.
It's turned over and there's a little water in it, they can actually live in there and emerge as an adult mosquito from that small amount.
Holy cow.
But really keeping trash picked up, keeping water out of things is really good. You know, and the additional efforts of, you know, providing aerial spraying or saying the amount of insecticide used in those is incredibly tiny. So the risk to humans is very minuscule. And, you know, it's one of those things where you balance the risk from the mosquitoes and the diseases that they can transmit with the other factors. And certainly in some cases, it's very much warranted that we perform additional control measures such as aerial spraying.
Yeah, I have my own theories. You know, I wrote a novel, and my brain has always been a conspiracy theorist kind of working mechanism. But I have my own theories on how did this Zika-bearing mosquito arrive in Florida. And my first question to you is, the mosquito that carries the Zika virus, is it any different from any other mosquito that lives in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, there are literally hundreds of different species of mosquitoes that live in the U.S., and these two particular mosquitoes, Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, that transmit Zika virus, they actually were both imported species. They came from overseas. 80s albopictus is particularly interesting. That was actually brought over in the tire industry because we import tires from other countries for use in various products here.
Oh, my. And water gets in there, doesn't it? And
exactly. When water gets in there, the mosquitoes go in and lay their eggs. Those eggs come across in the tires, and when they arrive here and they get more water in it, they hatch, and the mosquitoes emerge. So we can actually track back the introduction of Aedes albopictus to a tire dump in Houston in about 1985. So, you know, it's very interesting how these things can move around the world.
Well, now, if these insects have been here and first arrived in Texas in 1985, why is it we're first seeing any kind of reporting of what's happened in terms of new births and the challenges of unborn children emerging with serious challenges?
Right. So that particular mosquito only arrived in the 85. Aedes aegypti has been here for much, much longer in the Americas as a whole. What's new and what happened more recently in the past year is the Zika arrived in the Americas, and it's transmitted by this same mosquito. And because there was nobody in the Americas who had pre-existing antibody, there was no immunity in the population, it was very easy for the virus to spread very quickly. And basically that's how it, you know, it was introduced into Brazil and moved very quickly because there was no immunity in the population.
Wow. Well, you have to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and continue this conversation because, listen, this mosquito isn't the only one traveling. So if you're traveling, you need to have awareness. And who knows where this might show up next. So some preparation of mind and home, family, not a bad idea. Stay with me. We'll come back and talk with Dr. Ann Powers from the CDC after this.
Well, take good care of yourself. You'll belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, cut out sweets. Ooh, you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep a wife from bootleg hooch when you're running.
Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrigaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrigaree.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit Tanglewood.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You belong to me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have on the line with us, and we most appreciate her making this time for us, because this is a woman who is up to her neck in this whole Zika virus story that's going on right now. And Dr. Ann Powers is the acting chief of the virology activity arboviral branch of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And we were talking about the first of the two mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus arriving some time ago, how many decades ago, into Texas, traveling inside of tires, I guess automobile and truck tires. And, you know, if you leave a tire outside, it's open in the middle and water will gather, and that's a perfect environment for the breeding of mosquitoes. And then the other, so what year was that when the first one, the tires arrived in Texas that brought in that mosquito?
Well, the finding of the Aedes albopictus mosquitoes occurred in 1985, so it was probably shortly before that the tires arrived.
And then the second batch of mosquitoes, they came when?
Oh, Aedes aegypti have been in the Americas probably for hundreds of years. I don't know that we have an exact time of when they were introduced, but they've been here for generations.
Well, why is it that other mosquitoes can't carry the Zika virus?
Well, it's very interesting. The virus, when it gets inside a mosquito, it actually has to go through a process where it basically infects the mosquito. And just like, for example, horses might not get infected with Zika or might not get sick from Zika, certain species of mosquitoes aren't susceptible to Zika virus either. So we actually have a very limited number of species of mosquito that we think can transmit Zika virus, although we're constantly evaluating this to see what the possibilities are.
So what is the potential of eradicating these two strains of mosquitoes that do carry the Zika virus?
Yeah, that's a great question. That'd be something wonderful if we could, because these same mosquitoes also transmit a number of other viruses, dengue virus and chikungunya virus, yellow fever virus. So these are all very significant human pathogens. It would be wonderful to eradicate them, but they literally, because they can breed almost any place, it's hard to eliminate all the sites that they breed in. And so getting completely eradicating them would be an incredibly challenging feat.
You know, there seems to be a correlation between this, I don't know exactly how big the rise is, or I mean, and if I heard numbers, they would probably be fairly meaningless to me as it relates to an insect population. But in recent years, we have noticed, we've actually noticed ourselves with the naked eye, that there are fewer bats where we live. Well, we used to, you know, you'd sit out on 4th of July to watch the fireworks off our deck over the mountains at various venues that were, you know, having fireworks displays. And the first time that I noticed there were these, they look like sparrows. There were all these little birds flying around. And I said to my husband, my gosh, it was, you know, fireworks. It was 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. The fireworks woke the birds. And he said, sweetheart, those aren't birds. Those are bats. And I said, fine, you can continue to watch from the deck. I'll be in the living room. I can see well from there. But we see fewer and fewer bats every year. And I think that if I've got it right, it's something called white nose disease. I didn't know bats had noses, but whatever. I was told that bats are a good thing because they eat the mosquitoes. So if there is a decline in bats, is there a possibility that whatever is, maybe there's a correlation between bats eating things that are making them ill, potentially some mosquito, since that seems to be that's their natural thing to do. And is there a relationship between, you know, the bat population and its problems and the mosquitoes and the mosquito population in general and in the Zika virus in particular?
Well, there's definitely, you know, you're correct. The bats eat mosquitoes. Birds eat mosquitoes. Fish will eat the larvae of mosquitoes when they're in their immature stages. It's probably unlikely, though, that the mosquitoes themselves contributed to, you know, any population falls. There's so many mosquitoes, and they're probably not. There's probably not a huge dent in the number of mosquitoes eaten by bats in terms of the total population of mosquitoes. And as I recall, the white nose syndrome has been around for longer than Zika has, so it's unlikely that that's causing any problems with the bat population either. But you're right, these things are all interconnected, and so when one population fluctuates, something else can be modified as well.
I wrote a blog, and maybe I put it on my Facebook, and folks, if you're not following my Facebook, go friend me. It's facebook.com/Stephanie.Abrams.94. I wrote a blog, and I'm sure I put a piece of it at my Facebook. And the blog's sabrams.com. You can go straight there by putting /blog after sabrams.com. With my own conspiracy theory thoughts on what airlines and cruise lines should be doing, I think particularly because Southeast Florida probably has something like, you know, if you just use the 80%, 20% rule, which works most of the time, probably 80% of the cruise itineraries originate or terminate in Southeast Florida, in the Port of Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, in Port Canaveral, which this Zika virus hasn't reached up to yet. But Port of Miami is in Dade County, which is now affected. Port of Fort Lauderdale is in Broward County, which was the first to be affected, and now it's spread into Broward. And I, you know, wrote a week or two or more ago about, you know, what could airlines be doing and cruise ships be doing to make sure that they disinfect before they disembark in U.S. ports and locations. You know, one would think it's not out of the realm of possibility that especially planes coming in from Puerto Rico, where the highest number of Zika cases have originated, according to the CDC report as of July 6th, and I haven't looked back since then, but since up to July 6th, there were 2,474 cases of Zika originating in Puerto Rico. So a plane stopping there, a ship stopping there, there's bugs get on in all these places. I have flown with, you know, flies and mosquitoes and other things that, you know, flew in through the airport. I mean, you sit in an airport, you watch birds fly around inside the airport. I mean, that's not unusual. And, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break, but what I want to talk about when we come back is is there any due diligence going on to make sure that some mosquito that got on somewhere in the Caribbean and got off in Miami with the disembarking passengers, you know, that there's something to... Listen, we're watching everybody's passports. These guys don't go through immigration. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Dr. Ann Powers from the CDC. Don't leave me.
Absent souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Dr. Ann Powers on the line. She is acting chief of the virology activity, arboviral branch of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And that branch is located in Colorado. They are working diligently on the Zika situation. And Dr. Ann, you have been a blessing in our lives, helping to keep us up to date. My concern, you know, as I told you in a conversation we had by telephone a few days ago, we took a trip, one of our trips to Europe when our children were younger. We picked up a car in Paris and we delivered it to Frankfurt. And we drove through France and Germany, and we had a wonderful time. But when we got in the car, we had a fly in the car. And try as we did, we could not get that rid of that fly. We finally just adopted it and named it Pascal. And Pascal traveled with us for about 3 weeks. And it was hilarious. I mean, I could not get that fly. And so that's what made me think about the potential of Zika-carrying mosquitoes getting on board an airplane or a ship in the Caribbean that is going to land or dock in Florida. And when you look at where this is starting, it just, you know, make from a travel point of view, when you think of Southeast Florida and tourism and travel, cruising is a huge industry. And flying in and out of Fort Lauderdale International Airport, Miami International Airport, these are key airports for the Caribbean to connect from the Caribbean anywhere or go to the Caribbean. So, and I have literally traveled on airplanes and ships where, you know, you land and, well, on a ship, if you've got a balcony, you open your slider door to the balcony and you'll get a bird flying in. So let alone a mosquito or flies or whatever. Is there anything being done to see that if that hasn't been the passageway to date for the entry of the Zika-carrying mosquito, it could potentially be in the future if it isn't already. Is there anything being done to work with the transport companies, and you mentioned the cargo companies that are bringing in things that, you know, like tires where you've got water accumulating inside and breeding insects?
Right. You're definitely correct. This is certainly a possibility, and there's been a number of discussions about the best way to perhaps contain this risk. However, when we look at the patterns of transmission, we find that the risk of a person being infected and getting on an airplane and coming back are much, much higher than the risk of an infected mosquito tagging along and coming. So at this time, we currently do not have any disinfection procedures in place in the United States. The World Health Organization does recognize that there could be a role for this, and certain countries do have disinfection procedures, but basically you have to evaluate the risk of mosquitoes being a primary carrier versus humans being a primary carrier. And even if we were to perhaps think about putting some of these procedures in place, you know, there's really no evidence to date to show that that's an effective means in preventing introduction or spread of these viruses. So when you consider that it hasn't been shown to work, you know, there's drawbacks to think about, considering allergic reactions of the crew or passengers, damage to the aircraft materials, objections by passengers and crew members. So really, there's more focus on having really strong mosquito control around the seaports and airports where these could be returning. Because even if you did do these procedures, it's possible one infected mosquito might get through and you'd still have that same problem.
Right.
Really, the control efforts are to contain it around those areas where they might be introduced.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. You know, when you look at, I mean, now you have to look at Southeast Florida as a hotspot. Prior to this new emergence of this story on the scene, what we were looking at was Caribbean islands and some Pacific islands like American Samoa, and then islands that are not fabulous at reporting. I mean, I have more confidence in the reporting going on in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands than I have in Trinidad and Tobago, where, you know, you don't know if anybody's bothering to really report anything officially. And then you have the other level, because what I have learned from you is that the reaction in general to that someone has who has been bitten by the Zika-bearing mosquito can be so mild that you just feel a little tired, maybe a little achy, and you might blame it on the fact that, you know, you moved some books from one bookcase to another yesterday, and that's why you feel the way you do today. It doesn't have, in general, the same impact of the kind of flu you might get in the winter where you've got 103-degree temperature and it knocks you in bed for a week.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Most people who get infected with Zika will have no symptoms. They won't, you know, if they were to go to a doctor and a doctor told them you've been infected with Zika, they might not have been able to think of a single symptom that they had. So you're absolutely correct. It's a very mild disease in most people.
So when people have it, how does a doctor determine that you've got it?
Well, when people come to the doctor, they've had some kind of symptom. Or if you're a pregnant woman who's traveled to one of these affected areas, you know, we can do additional testing on pregnant women to make sure they haven't been infected. So most people, though, if you're going to a doctor, it's because you have some kind of symptom and you've been sick. So that's where a doctor can order the tests, and we can find out if you've been infected or not.
Well, I saw the news the other day that they were going door to door in Florida asking people to provide urine samples.
Right. Urine is one of the types of fluids that we can use to actually perform testing for Zika. And that would show us if you, when we test the urine, it would show us that you've been recently infected if it's positive.
I wonder if anybody who's fooling around with drugs would be concerned about providing a urine sample to somebody.
We do no drug testing at CDC. This is a public health emergency, so we're looking at Zika.
And nothing else.
That's correct.
I wouldn't want somebody who's worried about another story emerging to not be tested because of fear of, you know, some secondary ramifications.
Right. So in Florida, they're really proactive. They've had mosquito-transmitted diseases introduced there before. They've had dengue outbreaks. They've had chikungunya cases in the past. And these are, again, both transmitted by the same mosquito.
Can I tell you something?
Of course.
These people are really good at keeping it quiet. Because
they're also very good about controlling it and making sure that they get the testing done, they get the control implemented. Florida's very experienced and very, very good at this.
Well, that's wonderful. That really, truly is wonderful. But from, you know, I have my nose into all travel-related news, and it is always amazing to me when some destinations that have a serious problem of some kind, whether it's health or it's criminal or it's something else, how good they are at keeping that information out of the news, because none of this is good for tourism.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, you don't want to withhold information that could be useful, because then that's even more counterproductive.
Well, no kidding, and that's why we really have to talk about it. And there is no reason to subject yourself to potential anything. I am a great believer that there are so many wonderful places to go on the earth. Why go someplace that's having a problem now? Wait 6 months, the problem will clear up and go away, probably never come back, no matter what that problem is. But, you know, for the moment, you know, go someplace else. And then when things are better wherever they were worse, then you can look at going back there. I want to just take, we've got just a minute, for people who have been paying no attention to this at all, the most at risk are those that are women and in childbearing years who are either pregnant or considering being pregnant, and that this disease can be transmitted sexually. So a woman can get it from her partner if that partner has been someplace that he got a bite from, you know, a mosquito somewhere in his travels. Can you just quickly explain what the danger is to the pregnant woman?
Right. So women who are pregnant, the virus can actually cross the placenta and infect the baby. And there have been very significant birth defects associated with these infections, what's called microcephaly, where the head is smaller than normal. And there's obviously neurologic problems and developmental problems that go along with that. So really, again, the risk is to women who are pregnant, thinking about becoming pregnant. So those are the ones we really want to consider thinking about before you travel to a place where Zika is actively being transmitted.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you have to run, and we do too. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Ann Powers from the CDC. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Cocktail control, cocktail control, calling Papa Tango.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, I have to admit, I have never read a Harry Potter book, and I think I fell asleep in the middle of the first one, and I think I might have seen part of the second one of the films, and then I never saw any of the others. I have children, of course, who have read all of it, and I don't know. My interest in literature is very defined, something like my interest in music. But the new J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter book just came out last week. And it mentions in the book, in the story, that there is a school of wizardry at the top of Mount Greylock. I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce this right. If I'm not, just open your window and scream out to everybody what the right pronunciation is. The Ilvermorny School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, in this new Harry Potter book that just came out, is said to be located on Mount Greylock and identifies it as located in Adams, Massachusetts. Okay, people, let's set the record straight here. Luckily, happily, and I do hope that every tourism venue, everyone involved in travel, tourism, and hospitality in Berkshire County will get together with their marketing partners and create a county-wide Harry Potter trail. This is worth its weight in gold in the tourism business, people. There's a Harry Potter trail in England. And I don't know if it extends beyond England into Scotland or whatever, but there are tours you can take where there's the itinerary is all set up for you. Also, Beatrix Potter, the Benjamin Bunny and Peter Rabbit and Jemima Puddle Duck, all her wonderful characters. You can follow a Beatrix Potter, Peter Rabbit trail in the UK. And in Ireland, there are the James Joyce trails and, I mean, Yeats, my goodness. It's probably finished by now because it usually takes place in July. But every summer, there's an immersion in Sligo, County Sligo, where there are seminars and courses and classes and workshops all about Yeats. And you can visit his burial place in Drumcliff, in the cemetery of that's next to the church where his father was the pastor there. I don't know if he was dean of the church or what his title was. I once knew one. It's not coming to me at the moment. But just almost you walk out the church door, just walk straight ahead about 15, 20 feet, and right there is Yeats's burial place. So anytime there's some literary hype about something or somebody, fabulous opportunity to capitalize on people interested to coming to see what it's all about. What they mention, what is mentioned by Rawlings in the book is that Mount Greylock is identified as being in Adams. Now, I haven't read the book, haven't seen a copy of it, don't know what the cover looks like. Mount Greylock is the tallest point in Massachusetts. It's located in Berkshire County, and I'm going to say it's to get to the road. If you are, we're at the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield. So I'm going to say it's a 16-minute drive, following speed limit rules and getting stuck for a couple of red lights in Pittsfield on your way. You get on Route 7 North, and which runs right outside the hotel. And you get on Route 7 North, and you follow it for just about, I'm going to say, 16 minutes, maybe 15. And you're going to see, you're going to pass Bob's Country Kitchen on the left side of the road. That likes to think they have the best blueberry pancakes in Berkshire County, and I'm not going to argue, but they have best bacon. Mm. And so you pass Bob's Country Kitchen on your left, and you go a little further, and you're going to come to a road. You're going to see a sign on your right. You're going to see a sign with an arrow that points Greylock, Mount Greylock. You make a right there, and that's the Lanesboro. It's in Lanesboro. There are two roads that will take you up to the summit of Mount Greylock. One is in North Adams. The other is in Lanesboro. The Lanesboro Road is closer to Pittsfield. So if you're coming from the south going north, the best way to do it is take Route 7 through Lanesboro, look for that road after Bob's Country Kitchen on your right that has a little sign pointing to Mount Greylock. What's the name of that road? Notch Road? We're going to check it. We never look at the sign. But there's a little, you know, official sign saying, Mount Greylock, this way, silly. Make your right turn. You drive along maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles, something like that. You're going to see some gorgeous scenery. You're going to pass some horse farms and whatnot. You're going to, and riding school there also. You're also going to pass, hi, all you all, over at the old schoolhouse. You're going to pass the old schoolhouse. It's a stone school, the old stone school, and it's owned by Cheryl and Rich Cohen, who run it as a B&B and a place that you could, you know, use for an event. It's adorable. And you're going to see that on the right. And you just keep driving. You're going to come on your left. You're going to come to a visitor center. And then you past the visitor, you can stop in the visitor center. They have some interesting displays. You can get some information about Mount Greylock. And then if whether you stop or you don't stop, you continue onward, and now you start to climb up to the top of Mount Greylock, where you will not find a school, where you will not find wizardry. But if the folks up there are smart, you will find Bascom Lodge, where you can have lunch. You can actually stay overnight. It's really meant for hikers who are going on the Appalachian Trail, which runs across the mountain. But you're coming in either from North Adams or from Lanesboro, so don't believe everything you read. Stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here, back after the top of the hour news. Don't go away. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.